President Bush and other U.S. officials have reassured the world that the United States is committed to rebuilding Afghanistan, physically and politically. Neighboring Pakistan is skeptical. In 1989, the CIA-backed Mujahideen rebels drove the Soviets out of Afghanistan. After that, the United States largely abandoned the country, and Pakistanis believe that their nation is still suffering from the last foreign intervention in Afghanistan. NPR's John Burnett reports from Pakistan.
After the Soviets fled, Afghanistan descended into bloody civil conflicts between warlords that created conditions so chaotic, people turned to the Taliban to bring law and order. Pakistanis blame the United States and Europe for not doing during the 1990s precisely what's being promised now: the formation of an international peacekeeping force, the establishment of a broad-based government, and the reconstruction of devastated Afghanistan.
You know, the thing is, it's a question of once bitten, twice shy. And that is how most people in Pakistan feel about the United States.
Najam Sethi is editor of the Friday Times newspaper of Pakistan.
Not everybody is ready to trust the United States. Now the U.S. is coming in again because the U.S. needs Pakistan. Okay? And suddenly what was anathema yesterday is not so today. Yesterday Pervez Musharraf was a pariah, and Pakistan was almost a failed pariah state. Today Pakistan is the most favored, trusted ally all over again. So the people don't buy this, even though President Bush may say so and Americans may say so. It doesn't work. I think we're very cynical now.
The ongoing crisis in Afghanistan has had an enormous impact on Pakistan, and still does, says Owais Ahmed Ghani. He's trade minister for Pakistan's northwest frontier province, which has hosted more Afghan refugees than any place else.
In spite of our entreaties, the world, especially the West, simply turned their backs on Afghanistan and walked away. And we were saddled with about 2 million refugees here. But Pakistan had to continue, and this province had to continue, and there was no way we could force them back.
The Afghan refugees built sprawling camps with houses made of mud or plastic sheeting. They overwhelmed schools and hospitals. They cut down countless trees for firewood, and they worked so cheaply that wages for everyone plummeted. On a recent morning, a frustrated Pakistani house painter waited for work on a Peshawar street corner with dozens of Afghan laborers. These refugees are running around getting the work because they have more needs and they'll work for less, he said. Normal daily wages are about $3 a day, but local contractors are exploiting our problems because they can get Afghans for only $1 a day. A Pakistan refugee official says because of the Taliban retreat from northern Afghanistan, he understands some recently arrived Afghans have already begun to return home. But the majority of refugees who live in established camps are waiting and watching. Refugees are just one of the problems left behind by two decades of war in Afghanistan. Umar Hayat Butt is an antique dealer in the Old City Bazaar in Lahore, Pakistan. He says an unstable Afghanistan, perpetually at war with itself, has contributed to a Kalashnikov culture, drug smuggling, and terrorism in Pakistan.
And that is not a good thing. And we have facing Kalashnikov here. We are getting heroin here. We have about a bomb blast here. And we are very troubled here.
If you want us to like America again, he suggested, then please don't forget us this time. John Burnett, NPR News, Islamabad.